with so much to talk about.
An armed society.
There's a lot that fires you up.
It's a polite society.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It's going to be an awesome day. It is time right now for What's Bugging You? By the way, polls are open. Vote early. Polls are open. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Mercedes. What's bugging you?
Oh, good morning. Good morning. What is bugging me is that the polls open today at 8:30. We did not start on Saturday, and I cannot vote now in the morning. I will have to do it today or during the week, and it just kills me. I wanted to be the first one to vote for President Trump in Columbia County. That's all, Bob. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Did she say they don't open till 8:30?
That's what she said.
That's
what she said.
Maybe because that's early voting. I'm just so used to the polls 7 to 7. But we'll check on that. And that was Columbia County.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mercedes. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. Welcome back, Bob. What's bugging me, and I don't follow sports too much, so I might be a little late to the game, but a couple days ago I learned that the Cleveland Indians politically corrected their team name by switching up the first two letters, and I'm all like, I had to immediately go to my baseball card collector. They have Alan Ashby from the Indians and Bobby Bonds and the team picture from the 1970s. So I'm just getting sick of all this flimsy, flaccid political correctness name. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. It's bizarre. And the thing is, the indigenous people, the Native Americans, and almost all of these cases, they're not even pushing for it at all. In fact, they're proud that their heritage, they don't feel like it's an appropriation. It's recognition. It's, hey, remember us? Let's go to Pete. What's bugging you?
Well, first, let me say that in Citrus County, early voting opens at 8:30. The polls open at 7 on Election Day.
Thank you.
So that's that. There's an old saying that generals are ready to fight the last war. And I think I'm afraid that President Trump's team is going to try to fight the last war instead of what they're facing right now. This pregnant nanny thing, it smells like an old-fashioned October surprise. It's about as relevant in today's society as a Sony Betamax. This is millions of people have already voted. Moral slips like that, they don't care. Trump's machine needs to put their energy to what happens during and after the election. This isn't going to be about the voting. It's going to be about the counting. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, well, that's true on all counts. And thank you for the update
on the
8:30 start time to early voting on the actual election day. It is 7 to 7. Thanks for the clarification. 877-975-9825. Call in right now for What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control and Tater. What's bugging you?
Morning, fellow election denier. Bob, I really appreciate you talking about the border, but it goes way beyond that, partner. Nobody seems to really be talking about the amount of money that a lot of these people that are coming across, well up into thousands, are paying $6,000 to $10,000 a piece to the coyotes, and the coyotes are funneling that money to the cartel, not to mention the ease and the drugs that are being imported, coming across the border in droves. We're only confiscating about 10% of it, and we're killing 100,000 of our young people every single year are falling to death because of the drugs.
Thanks for the reminder. You don't have to tell me. I was one of the first giving statistics out that it was the number one killer of adults 18 to 49 years old. Number one, fentanyl overdoses. Yeah, no doubt. I just can't go through the litany and the list of everything that's attached to the borders. It's bad. So I don't take the time to do it every time. But the border issue is just so clear cut. I just don't understand why anybody can't see it as clearly. Let's go to Martin. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. You touched on it earlier. As my friend Scott says, the indoctrination is almost complete. There's so many people have been convinced that Kamala Harris, this vapid, absolutely incompetent, unfit for office person should be a president of these United States, the highest office, not just of our land, but the most powerful job in the world. How in the hell are these people thinking she is at all fit for this office? It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. And it's disappointing. So many people are hooked on social media, watching their phones, doing nothing but paying attention to people on the left who want them to think this way and vote this way so that this immigration debacle can continue, so that deterioration of our nation can continue. And it's really sad, and I'm sorry to say it, but we've really got to start stepping it up a notch in terms of engagement with our young people. That's another thing these leftists don't want, civics being taught in schools anymore. It's the reverse. They try and destroy young people's minds instead of allowing them to engage in reality.
Well, yeah, you can't. Look, if you teach kids how to think instead of what to think, you're going to have a much more difficult road to try to pull them into, you know, Marxism and socialism. Everything you said, totally agree, my friend. Hang in there. Daniel, what's bugging you?
Hey, bud, what's bugging me is everybody's hang up on Amendment 3 because there's no home grow. Now, that bugs me, too, that there is no home grow, but I think it's a step in the right direction. But what I'm not understanding is everybody's hang up is they're okay with alcohol, and I can't legally make my own moonshine at home.
Well, the difference there for some folks, what if there was one alcohol company that wrote a bill so that you could have alcohol just so they could benefit, and it really didn't do what people think it was? That's kind of the scenario here.
Yeah. Look, if we didn't have medical marijuana, I probably would say I'm all for it, but because it is so easy to procure it, that's kind of the issue with me, but I know, this next fellow, he might not agree with me. Hard to believe. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I agree with Daniel, but I hear everybody talking about how many people are dying from these drugs and everything, and they don't want marijuana, but I just looked it up yesterday and went from 147,000 Americans dying every year from alcohol to 178,000 last year. So it's gone up quite a bit, as you can tell. I'm no mathematician, but from 147 to 178.
Let's go. Let's bring back prohibition and get rid of all of these things that kill people, ruin lives, destroy families, all that goes along with it. Let's bring back prohibition.
Okay.
Two words, though. Al Capone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. It is.
He didn't even pay his taxes, for goodness sakes. What a
scumbag. No, he didn't.
Oh, man.
It is 728. Thanks for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up at 8:05, Nanette Holt from Epic Times will join us right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
Is anyone in Milton's path?
Supportive of the power restoration operations. We're glad that all those folks were saved.
Catastrophic.
As it happens.
Really hit hard, and they've done really a fantastic job. The federal government, on the other hand, has not done what you're supposed to be doing.
The news station.
You have an opportunity to save Lebanon before it falls into the abyss of a long war.
Israeli public will not accept a Palestinian state.
The local coverage you need. The election coverage you want. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.